Afternoon, everybody. It is Saturday,
December 21st.
Yep.
I'd like to give a shout out to my parents. It's their wedding anniversary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for interrupting the fuck out of me immediately. Happy anniversary to your parents. We are glad everybody's here. We're ready to fucking talk about something that we haven't talked about in a while, and that is called sports. It is bowl season, full-fledged, and I'm off to a terrible start. Carlisle, have you made any bets at all?
No, but on my bowl mania, I'm 0-2.
Well,
and so far, I could
glad
be one
you didn't
two.
Bet.
Yeah.
Glad you didn't bet.
Yep. Not a better.
I could tell.
Hmm.
Obviously, you're not a golfer. So right now, we're watching a little bit of Alcorn State versus the perennial powerhouse that is North Carolina A&T at the Atlantic United Bowl. They're celebrating United Atlantic. And honestly, this is going exactly how I thought it would go.
Especially now. You guys can't see what we're watching, but the halftime show.
Mm-hmm. Electric.
Electric. I mean, wow.
Lot of ass.
Lot of ass. Thick.
That's not bad. Okay, so what we're looking for today the most is the Boise State. For me.
Yeah, of course.
I want to see Boise State.
Peterson. You got Washington. Way out.
Well, you got Washington. Last game for the head coach. His first team ever was Boise State. A little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a romantic, like it's kind of like it's like Darth Vader and Anakin.
Okay,
like
yeah.
Luke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Luke Skywalker, yes. Anakin. Like,
yeah. It's kind of like the great fight between Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Oh, kind of. But I'm saying like.
I trained you!
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, the teacher is the pupil kind of thing.
Yeah, the teacher sends tit pics to the kid and gets arrested for 3 years.
But. The kid seems cool.
He's got Jack material.
Yeah, well, the kid, well, not only that, but his friends have Jack material, and then he's cooler because he's the supplier of the Jack material. He's the Jack pusher.
And everybody's, dude, hey, have y'all seen Mrs.
Dude,
Bean's
Ms. Bean?
Bean, bro?
Yeah. That's, wow, you just went real, All right, so, you know, teacher's beans are cool and all, but what's cooler than that is money. And boy, am I going to win you some fucking money. I want to talk about some picks real quick. Okay, today I, you know, parlayed the game two ways. This little light of mine. Oh, Cecilia Lyon. If you don't know her, check her out, sweet girl. If you want to know where my
starting
mind's
up
at,
hot,
that's where my mind's at. So I'm pulled up on my
lots
phone.
Of sex.
Okay, so I took God, it dropped. I don't like that. Okay, so I took Liberty plus five, and then I you know. Tease it a little bit, tease it, but I also took it with the over 58.5. Mm-hmm. So I've got plus 5, 8.5, or 58.5 for the over. I think that one's the best lock of the day. You got the Boca Raton Bowl. This one's sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
This one's sketchy. Definitely take the over in this one. You definitely want to take the take over. The this over. Is going to be a fucking shootout.
Yes.
Who do you like in this game?
Man,
it's hard.
I like SMU. But fuck, it's a hard game. I just feel like SMU has played better teams throughout the year. Memphis, mm-hmm. Cincinnati, teams like that. But yeah, it's going to be a fucking good game. And they don't have Lane Kiffin, obviously.
Which, it and that makes me wonder about, there's a couple other teams in that same predicament, like Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Norvell's at Florida State.
Yeah.
I mean, when something like that happens, I guess in Memphis's case it helps because they've got a guy who's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
Team's very familiar with.
So you shouldn't skip a beat. I mean,
with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe if they keep him for a couple years, he'll obviously start to do his own thing. But right now, things are going to be pretty much the same.
Right. But with the FAU, I do think that they – I think that's a solid team, with or without Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
And I think that, man, like, once you get in a rhythm like that, the coaches are going to have to – they can keep the same pace. They
and they're know all Kiffin recruits.
Exactly. They know how they've been successful. All they kind of have to do is keep doing what Lane did
mm-hmm.
to solidify the season. I mean, I really think FAU can pull this off. I say fade them. If you want to parlay, fade with the over. But definitely the over,
yeah.
I think, on that is definitely going to hit. Another good game today that I'm really looking forward to is the FIU-Arkansas State game. I think FIU pulls this one out easy. It's only a one-point spread right now, but you can fade them plus one and be fine, which really at that point doesn't matter at all. But I take the under on this. I take the under. I think it's going to be, you know, shitty weather.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I got Arkansas State because unless it's at home, FIU is going to lose. They haven't won a game that wasn't played on their home turf. They're 5-1 at home. They're 0-5 away from home.
First time for everything.
So it looks like.
First time for everything.
What about this UAB Appalachian State game? We've got two powerhouses.
So.
For their respective conferences, they are powerhouses. For real.
I don't know if UAB would be considered a powerhouse in their conference. They didn't even make the championship.
Well, you're right.
Or win the championship. And App State won their conference.
But they're a good football team. Yeah, App State is a powerhouse. UAB for
played some decent teams this year. I'll give you that. Tennessee being the best team.
Definitely the best by far.
But App State, man, they beat North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, that's your boy, Mac Brown.
Mac Brown.
He's over there doing his thing.
Gave Clemson a run for hell.
He did. The 1 point.
Hey, went for two. We didn't get it.
We didn't get it, son. But I like App State in this game. I'm not taking the 17-point spread, but I'm taking the over for App State as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking that over. I'm riding this thing high, baby. All right? We're going for gold here. I do like BYU as well. BYU's won big games. It's in Hawaii, so Hawaii plays in Hawaii every year.
And this is that bowl game that lasts till 2 a.m. It's awesome.
Right. It does last till 2 a.m. And this is the shit bowl that I usually just put, like I'm drunk and you'll live bet it.
Yep.
And you're like, oh man, wow, I shouldn't have done that. But you do it anyway, every time. And then you lose every time. And BYU is going to be the saving grace this year. I can feel it. It's a little earlier this year. I can feel.
Appalachian State beat North Carolina and South Carolina. They own the Carolinas.
They own them.
Except for Clemson, obviously. But yeah.
Well, hey, they almost owned Clemson.
Dude, let's.
Because they owned North Carolina, and North Carolina almost owned Clemson. Yep. So by default,
they beat.
They would have been Eskimo brothers.
Well, they beat.
They would have been Eskimo brothers with North Carolina. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
App State would have been Eskimo brothers because they both fucked Clemson.
Yeah.
Almost.
And they beat North Carolina more than Clemson did. So they beat Clemson by 3 points.
Right. So App State would have had it done it directly, but it would have been like a, you know, guilty by association.
Yeah. Like,
kind of thing.
Like, we beat them, they beat them. That's why we're number one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly right. Pittsburgh and Eastern Michigan. This is going to be a little, you know, these are next week's games I'm getting into here, but it's bowl season. I like them. I'm excited. I can't help it. This is the Quick Lane Bowl, whatever the fuck that is. Pitt. I want to talk about Penn State so bad. Whooping Memphis, but we're going to save
taking
that.
Showers.
We're going to save that. They're clean. We're clean. Pittsburgh versus Eastern Michigan. So the spread on that's 11.5. Normally I would say that's crazy talk. I like it. I like that call a lot.
I do too.
They're looking good. They can score. Mm-hmm. They can score. But I also like the under in this one. The defenses, their offenses aren't like incredibly. It's not going to be a fast rate.
Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, it's not. Well, look, don't mess with the Pickmeister, okay?
Hey, 10 TDs, 9 interceptions. I didn't do that.
Pickmeister.
I didn't do that.
You know? What game are you most excited about bowl season?
Oh, God.
I mean, excluding the college football playoff.
Good, yeah. Definitely had to throw that one in there. You know what, man? I'm going to go ahead and say, just because I hate this team so much, and they always lose these games, I'm ready for Notre Dame-Iowa State.
Okay.
I really want to see Iowa State beat them.
Do you think
and
that
I
can
think
happen?
That absolutely, dude, because this wasn't as good as an Iowa State team as it was last year, but they're still good enough to upset a team like Notre Dame. And Notre Dame, I mean, they're 10-2, and they got good players, but, you know, I don't know. I could see Ian Book throw three picks in this game. I could see that. I don't know why. He's got six picks all year, 33 TDs, looking good.
No, I like that. I like that a lot. We do have some NFL games going on right now. You're a Titans fan.
Texans are beating Tampa Bay. It looks like 10-0 here.
Okay, so a little score check there.
And the Volunteers are beating
Yeah, we pulled
Jacksonville
away.
State 32-6.
We got a little 4-point lead there. Nothing too good.
Florida State's losing to South Florida. That sucks.
For them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Memphis plays today too. They play.
Indiana's beating Notre Dame. Let's go.
I hate Notre Dame. Notre Dame shouldn't even be allowed to. They're a group of five team as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Yes. They don't.
Fuck.
History
them.
Is why that they are where they are.
Another little halftime update.
Still dancing.
Still dancing. Still good. I mean.
Still hot.
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty hard to concentrate. But you know what? That's why we're professionals. You know, we bring you what you need to be brought. And we don't, you know, we don't waste any time.
One question for you guys. Hot dogs or legs?
Yes. And we're going to, you know, post some pictures. Maybe we get some feedback here before the show's over. We are going to start live streaming, but that's neither here nor there. We'll fucking do it when we do it.
It'll probably be over there, but not here.
Not here, but there. And, yeah, man, you know, we're excited about a lot of shit. Today is just one of those shows where it's like we're going to.
Just kicking back, watching some bowl games, talking about
dude,
bowl
she's
season.
She's getting it,
look
dog.
At that.
I mean, she does. You can't see, so this is, you know, this is not
this
good
is okay.
podcast,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's that doesn't matter because we're here for love.
I mean, look at that guy over there. He's getting it.
Dude, look. Yeah. Why does everybody in this school look 30? They all look 40 years old.
Yeah, there's no way that guy's they're younger than me.
College,
look, they're not younger than me.
They're not younger than me. Bullshit. Oh, yeah, that's, you know, he's 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
And fucking... I have a million
yeah.
dollars.
So, we're not going to talk about that. I almost talked about it. We're not going to talk about that. Bills Patriots today. That's a fucking game.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a great game.
That's a game. This is for the divisional.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is.
This is going to fucking solidify the Bills or break the Bills. It's going to be.
Go Bills, dude.
The
Bills.
And you know what? The Patriots are probably going to ass fuck them. I think the Patriots are going to be like, oh, you guys thought that. You thought this was the season? Oh, you thought this was the season that we weren't going to be good and surprise everybody and shock the world? Oh, okay.
I totally can see this headline.
Okay.
Right now, everybody's like, oh, Bills, riding on the Bills. Ooh, Buffalo's doing good. The Sabres are all right. Mm-mm. Bills, hey, mm-mm. Everything's back in Buffalo, baby.
Look,
literally tomorrow, they're going to be like, you don't fuck with Belichick and daddy quarterback.
It's fucking, it's the Jim Kelly curse. The Jim Kelly curse is going to haunt the Bills forever. There's
0-4.
There's nothing like it, man. There's no other black cloud, I think, bigger on a sports franchise for being so close, other than maybe the Georgia Bulldogs, for being so close to greatness on, like, so many different occasions. And not recently, but the history of it is going to just sit there and just build up like a hoarder house. There's going to be cats running around shitting and pissing everywhere. And that's kind of where you're sitting in right now. You're just sitting in shit and piss. And, you know, you think the cleaning people are coming over. You're like, oh, it's our time. Oh, it's about to be the Bills' time. They're going to come clean it up. And we're going to be good. We're going to be able to walk around the halls again without stepping in cat shit. Nope. There's going to be a brand new load of cat shit brought and dumped.
Fresh, hot, steamy.
Dude, Robert Kraft's going to be backing it up. Beep, beep. Beep. And then Tom Brady and Gronk just
while a girl's in the past, she's
just
yanking
him off,
shifting his stick.
Yeah, dude, just fucking, you know, using the manual. It's I'm just telling you, the Bills are gonna get creamed.
They're gonna be, yeah.
You're gonna get cream pod, if you will.
Yeah,
you know,
Bills Mafia though.
Hey, shout out to Bills Mafia. You didn't like that.
What about this one? It's later tonight. We got
Little West Coast yeah. matchup there. Little NFC West matchup here. Give me the 49ers.
Yes.
They already beat them once this year. I think they're a way better team. Jared Goff's
yeah.
played like shit. He's overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Bortles should probably start for that team. Sean McVay is, you know, I think he's like a sophomore in college or something. We'll see what happens. I see the 49ers winning that game tremendously.
Yeah, the Rams just got fucked up by the Cowboys, who suck. So I think the 49ers are going to
Cowboys-Eagles. That's going to be
a good game. I think, hey, Skeagles. Let's go Skeagles.
So who do you like that game?
I honestly like the Eagles. Now everybody's like, oh, he's fucking our leader. He's going to fucking show up. He's going to do it.
Carson
Tux.
Wentz, is that what you're
talking
about?
No, Dak Prescott.
Oh.
I know he's got the right shoulder injury, and everybody says he's going to show up. I think he will. But he's still, that matters, dude. You get hit two or three times, fall on that shoulder, it's a different ballgame. We'll see.
The Cowboys lead the overall victory, like the overall series, 69-52.
Nice.
But, however, recently, shit's been kind of, you know, anyone's game. So, I'm taking the Eagles. I think the Eagles are coming up. And the Cowboys are going down.
They beat the Rams.
Well, I just shit all over the Rams, so you know how I feel about that.
Yeah, Jared Goff has 17 touchdowns and 15 picks.
That doesn't is he second behind Jameis? I think Jameis is the only other person who's got as many picks as that. Maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick, but I'm pretty sure Jameis has it by a landslide. And Goff's right there with him. Man, it's... First off, the Rams have got away from their run game tremendously. It's baffling to me. It doesn't work as well, one. And two, you're just not utilizing.
Where's Daryl? Where's John Kelly?
John Kelly's he's been injured, and he's, you know, he hasn't showed out when he's been put in. But they just the scheme that they have is not working.
Yeah.
And their defense is not, on paper it's incredible, but it is not good right now. And I think it's coaching. I think a lot of it's got to do with there's going to be some changes made with the game plan, the personnel. Like, you're going to have to switch some shit up. You know?
I mean, look at the Jags. They just got rid of Coughlin.
Yeah.
Because they don't think Doug Marrone is technically the problem right now. We'll see.
Well, yeah. And that's my thing, man. It's like everything I've ever heard about Tom Coughlin is kind of like he's just kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Like a negative cloud.
And the only reason they brought him back after New York is because of the success he had with Jags. Earlier, prior to fucking even going to New York.
So. Which I get. That's okay. That's kind of like Rutgers with Shiano.
Yes, exactly. They're hiring the same guy.
It's like you date a girl for 4 to 5 years, right? It's okay. It's all right. Like, the sex is okay. You fight a lot. You both work jobs.
But
so
you make
just
national
come home
headlines, kind of.
And you're, no, you don't. And you're just fucking, you know, like, whatever, like you hang out, you eat food, you wish you were doing something else, but you're like, well, you know what, I work hard, I'm tired, I get to cuddle and have mediocre sex. And then you break up with that person, right? Go mess around with another person for a couple years, you know, it's all right, again, not that great. And then you break up with that person, then, in this case, Rutgers, the original girlfriend of the 4 years with the job and the mediocre sex. Then, for whatever reason, you're like, oh my God, I miss you, it was so great. And they're like, yeah, it was awesome because we can't find anything else. And hey, you're familiar, so whatever.
And then you promise things again.
Yeah, and then you get back into the relationship. And guess what? It's even fucking worse
this
than the first time.
This time I am going to take you to Disney World.
Yeah, red sex. Nope, you have ED now probably because time has passed and you're fat and you don't have the same T levels. So, look, I'm just saying, it's a dumb fucking idea to do that for any sports franchise, from the Rutgers to Jaguars to whoever. If it doesn't work out, look, if you do the same shit, you're going to get the same result, okay? So that's why I think, in my mind, that's just, it's stupid to do that. It's stupid to fucking do that. I used to work for a place that would recycle people. They'd be like, oh, you don't work good here? Well, maybe you work good in this position. No, that person's shitty. They need to be fired. So...
Well, what about an LSU's case? What if they hired Nick Saban again? Think that'd work out?
Okay, well, not everybody's the goddamn greatest coach ever, okay?
Do you think if Tennessee... All right, just say in a
And I don't think he would do that, by the way. I'm going on the record. I don't think he would ever do that. One, I don't think LSU would ever take him back because they have Coach O, and that motherfucker's going to have to die for him to go anywhere. This Heisman Trophy just bought Coach O 10 more years, at least.
Yeah.
And if they win the national championship, fucking all bets are off.
Yeah, dude.
He's going to be there till the place burns down.
Yeah.
All bets are fucking off because LSU has been on the verge of greatness for quite some time. And if, like, I don't know, man. I think once Saban went to Alabama, LSU was kind of like, dude, fuck that. And then they've always been a team that can recruit. They've always been a team that can play. But they haven't been – right now they're on a level that nobody else is on.
This is the first time they've had a good quarterback and they've spread the offense out.
Yes.
So it's like, who knows what the fuck's going
to
happen.
And who would have thought that Ed – Orgeron would be the guy to come and stop running the ball every play. And,
yeah.
You know,
after that,
little screens every play or little fucking slants every play. Like, he's opened up the entire field.
After that horrible loss in the Egg Bowl when he was the head coach. And it fucking literally fired him right after.
Yeah. Well, he even said, like, he knows that that was – but he also said that that was the moment that he, like, became the coach that he is.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, man, Tennessee. Tennessee,
09, sure. I think we're going to get a 2007 rematch between Ohio State and LSU.
See, I disagree. I think Clemson is arguably the better team. I think Clemson beats Ohio State significantly.
Really?
I think at least two touchdowns. I think 10 points.
That's pretty significant.
Clemson, negative 10. Man, Clemson's the real fucking deal, and they haven't been getting any credit.
Yeah, they're the real
deal. They're the real deal, man. And yeah, they haven't played the hardest teams, but they're beating teams by 50 fucking points. Ohio State almost got beat by Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship.
And, dude, you know me. I'm not a fucking Ohio State. Wisconsin's not good. I hate Ohio State more than probably any school. But I do think they're definitely one of the best teams out there, for sure.
No, they're in the top four. Yeah. They deserve, dude, they're undefeated.
Yeah. But the way that they're being, like, they're not barely winning. They're fucking people.
Yeah, man.
I like seeing that.
Well, I think I'm just telling you, man. I think Clemson has 27 straight games.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, they're nothing to fuck with. They're nothing to fuck. Everybody's just down on them.
It's ESPN bias, man. Yeah, that's all it is. It's ESPN. Everybody's
down to Ohio State, the Blue Bloods.
No. Everybody's down on Clemson because of how Trevor Lawrence played the first half of the season, and then they fucking almost lost to North Carolina. Still, that's it.
Yeah, and he still has.
He's finished strong as fuck. He's finished super strong.
Well, I think his ratio, interception to pass ratio in the ACC is number one. Because I don't think he has more than 10 nine picks. What, he have eight on the season, I think, so far?
Something like that. I'm pulling it up right
now. And
he's
throwing every other play. So it's like, dude, for how much he throws to how much he's turning the ball over, last year was an anomaly, man. Like, that's impossible to do what he did. Like, he had, what, one turnover, two turnovers last year?
So yes. Well, let's see. Okay, that was last week. He had 0-4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Pretty good.
Yeah, what, 300 yards? He's been putting up like 400, 500 yards every game, man. So, yeah.
He's a monster.
He's a freak of nature, but the whole team's a freak of nature. Their wide receivers, their running backs, their whole team is very scary.
Just for shits.
Their defense is scary.
So he's already got a national championship win, right? And he's a good quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Say he was a junior this year with Joe Burrow. Who do you think, if the first two teams that had the picks both desperately needed quarterbacks, who goes first?
That all depends on coaching, man.
Let's say
Are you saying draft?
Yeah, in the draft. Who would go first?
Burrow versus Lawrence?
Yeah, number one overall.
Hypothetical?
Yeah, because I know it's not going to happen this year.
Burrow.
Okay.
Because
I agree with that, too.
I'm assuming in this hypothetical situation, Trevor hasn't won the Heisman. Joe has.
Yeah.
So in this state.
Trevor's won a natty. Joe hasn't.
Yeah, but this is the first year that Joe's ever been a starter. And Trevor won it in his first year ever being a starter. So on that day, if Joe wins it, he would be in the same boat, except with a Heisman.
Joe played last year.
Yeah, but it wasn't his team.
It had to take some more time.
Wasn't his fucking.
But
like,
I do think.
Like, this is. He came in this season. He's the guaranteed starter, guaranteed team. That's
for sure
what it is.
And I think Joe Burrow, I think he's dual threat as fuck. That's a fast motherfucker. Come on. In the SEC championship, he was.
I don't know if it's so much as fast as it is.
His timing.
He doesn't care.
His timing.
He doesn't care. Perfect. He'll take a risk and he'll fucking haul it. He's not going to slide.
Like,
which in the NFL, buddy, you're not going to be able to do that.
Somebody that looks like Tom Brady, he doesn't run like Tom Brady. Is what I'm saying. He's long. He's big.
Yeah, you're right.
You know.
You're right. It's like if Matt Ryan could run.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
And he can't because Shy Tuttle stiff-armed the shit out of him. So.
He's still down.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he is just in the turf.
Mm-hmm.
He's
I think
got the helmet. Just the helmet.
They're like literally cutting him out.
Dude, if I could take one MVP trophy away from anybody in NFL history, it would be Matt Ryan, and Drew Brees would get it that year. Because he didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve it. He didn't even have as good of a year.
Look, he had a 5,000-yard passing season.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I think there's a guy who's already had five of those.
Yeah.
Wait, who's that?
Consistently.
Oh, wait. How many Pro Bowl receivers has he had? Oh, wait. None? Zero? He didn't have Michael Thomas till 3 years ago. The first and only Pro Bowl receiver he's ever had. Who has Matt Ryan had? He's had fucking Julio Jones for 9 goddamn years.
Wait. Are you telling me Drew Brees even
before
in San Diego, he never had a Pro Bowl?
Not one Pro Bowl receiver. Not one. You can look
was
that
Gates?
Shit up.
Not even a tight
Take
end?
Take it to the fucking bank. I said receiver, goddammit.
I was going to say Gates.
Antonio Gates. He's
but I mean, yeah.
Trouble, but that's not the same. I don't know if he was there then. Because that was
I was like 2002, 2003.
Well, no, because his first year in San Diego was 01. So he didn't leave there till 05.
Yeah.
So that's, you know. But, yeah, it's, Yeah, I'm just saying. He's arguably the best. Drew Brees is arguably the best quarterback.
For sure, you can definitely make that argument.
For the fucking for personal stats, not team, not scheme, not any of that. Obviously, Brady's got more Super Bowls and all that. But for personal accolades, any man with eyes can see Drew Brees is better.
Mm-hmm.
Any man.
I'd probably say, honestly, now, I mean, and I love Peyton, but GOAT status of quarterbacks would go probably...
Brees is my first.
It would probably go can tell me Brady, Brees, Manning. No,
Brady's
Manning,
not the best, bro. Montana. Brady's not the best. He's not the best. He's not. He's not the best. Like, there's not... He doesn't lead the league in fucking any significant stats.
Well, he may.
When?
He's only, like, what, 3 touchdowns behind Brees? I don't know who's going to end up taking that.
He's not catching up with Brees.
I don't know who's going to end up having the number
he's
one.
He's not going to catch
they up. They just passed the Peyton threshold. Now it's...
He can't. He can't do it. He can't pass Brees. He can't. It's a mental thing.
We will see.
It's a mental thing. And, dude, I would fucking kill for a Saints-Patriots Super Bowl. Oh, I would go to a war.
That would be so
good. I'm driving to New Orleans, by the way.
When?
If we would go to the Super Bowl, I'm going to be in New Orleans. Just because. I just want to be in that atmosphere. I don't give a fuck about being at the Super Bowl. I'm not going to be able to afford that.
Bourbon Street.
I'm going to be in the shit. You know what I'm saying?
And if they won?
Oh, it's on.
By Drew Brees on a 73-yarder to Mike Thomas.
They'll probably break another record. Oh, speaking of which, Joe Horn, he's gotten into some trouble, but we're not going to talk about it.
What did he do?
Neither here nor there.
Let's make it here. What the fuck happened to Joe Horn?
We're not going
to
make it here, but allegedly, yeah, we're not going to talk about it. But I will say this. I will say this, okay? It had nothing to do with anything that he did as a Saints player. Because it absolutely 100% did. But I will say this.
Did he Marvin Harrison somebody? I don't understand.
Oh, man. Nope. Yeah, he didn't do that.
About that one. He's on the ballot, too.
That's true.
You know how many.
Why
would you guys. And this is a different sport.
Hey, OJ Simpson's in his championship.
Yeah, you're not going to let Pete Rosen. You're going to let these fucks in?
Yeah. Hey, OJ Simpson got away with murder, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? And we're going to just act like that didn't happen. But we all know it did. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all murderers, aren't we? We all kill stuff.
This is here nor there. Horn faces up to 10 years
in
federal prison for defrauding NFL healthcare program.
Yes, he did.
Not a good look.
And honestly, man, I'm not really even sure how one defrauds the healthcare program, but I'm assuming that there were some benefits, some tax write-offs, some names that shouldn't have been where they should have been.
Dude, we got to have the Patriots Saints. You got Spygate, Deflategate versus Bountygate versus Medigate. Now it's Medigate.
Yeah.
Instead of Medicare.
Medicaid, this is Medigate. I like
that. Great.
I like that, man. And guess what? 2 record-breaking quarterbacks.
Yes.
And except one eats healthy and the other doesn't. And guess who's better? The one that doesn't. Fuck you, Tom Brady.
Yeah, dude. He's tough. He eats healthy, but he's definitely eating crawfish.
Oh, dude.
And a fucking...
Out of Britney's snatch, dog. He's just fucking... It's the best. Who dat, baby? Look, I think that the Saints win. I think they win the NFC... We could still get the first week bye. We need the Packers to lose this weekend, and then we get the bye. Minnesota plays the Packers, and those are 2 teams that I'm scared of right now. If Minnesota beats the Packers, yes, that makes Minnesota a little scary, but they don't have the record to clinch the 1 seed. We still do. If the Rams somehow upset the Niners and the Packers lose, and then we dick slap the Titans, which I will be attending that.
We will both be
at the game tomorrow. And, you know, it's...
Noon Central.
Dude, fuck that, man. I want to make a 3:30 prime time.
Fuck.
Is it?
It's like 47 degrees and raining. Bring your parka. Bring your motherfucking parka.
No, but really, is it... Oh, hang on.
Yeah, it's like 52 to 47 is the high and low and then rain or something like that. That's what it said earlier.
Tomorrow...
You better bring your jackets.
That's 54 and 43. That's not bad.
Is it raining?
No rain.
Okay, cool. I think that's not bad.
Partly cloudy with some sun.
Perfect.
That's cool. Perfect, dude.
That's good weather.
That's Nashville weather.
That's good cold weather. That's good cold football weather.
So here, let's get a little score prediction, then we'll sign off.
Will this be your second time seeing the Drew Brees live?
Yeah, second time seeing Drew Brees live. It'll be the first time I've ever been to Nissan Titan Stadium.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
This will be your first Titans game ever?
Ever.
Let's go.
Whoa. It's not my first time to Nissan Titans Stadium. I've seen other college games there.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a Titans game there.
Hell yeah.
Which is crazy.
This will be the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Who have you seen? You've seen good teams play.
I saw the Browns years ago, like 2011. Oh. I don't even fucking Brady Quinn, I think. Right. And then I saw Cam Newton, the Panthers.
That's dope.
And I saw Andrew Luck in the Colts. That's it. This will be my fourth.
You got to see Andrew Luck, though.
That was cool, yeah.
I know that you lost that game.
Oh, you by record, because by history.
Luck never lost.
I actually left that game in the third quarter to go get super baked because I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm going to be...
It was like 28-7.
Tomorrow. But no, we... do you have anything else?
Love you guys. Merry Christmas!
Fight card.
That happened today.
The fight card. Yeah. It was this morning. Man, guys, I'm sorry. We almost forgot. Who the fuck are we? Huh? Here, let's pull it up.
We interrupt the scheduled program.
We haven't even talked about Cerrone and McGregor, man. That's going to be a fight.
God.
I'm excited.
They're
I'm excited
talking
about
so
that.
Much shit, too, and I love it.
I love... Oh, look, as soon as I pull up UFC.com.
There it is. That ugly motherfucking Irish fuck.
That's... Dude, I mean... That's not far away. That's less than a month away. January 18th? That's less than a month away.
Frankie Edgar and the Zombie.
You know who won, don't you?
The Zombie.
And I love the... Man, when Yair did that to the Zombie, I was like, oh, I fucking fuck. But... But this fight, I kind of expected Mr. Chan Sung Jung to take the cake on this. Round one, 3 minutes in. Didn't expect that, but...
TKO must have knocked his ass on the ground, son.
So, Odemir, just how I predicted it, had him winning. I didn't pick Choi this time. I liked Choi. I did pick Mike Rodriguez. He got knocked out first round, a minute in. So, you know.
And then everything else went to the decision.
Right.
A lot of young gungs. A lot of Yang Hoings and Chung Sungs.
Well, that's because it was in fucking Seki Arena, Donghee, South Korea. That's why. So, that honestly, the card was not very exciting.
No. It was a fight night. It was free if you had ESPN Plus.
Right. Well, which isn't free.
Which is a small fee of $5.99
or some bullshit like that.
But our app's going to be free.
It confuses me why they do like weigh-ins for different cards that aren't even happening yet. And then they'll do another weigh-in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you doing this? Who are you most excited about? Because we've got UFC. The next three events are barn burners.
Yeah, they are.
We've got UFC 246 headlined by McGregor and Cowboy. We've got the fight night after that, January 25th, the next week. Headlined by Blades and Dos Santos. Incredible fight. I've got Blades.
That's a fight night too. Cool.
I've got, I want to pick Cowboy because I love him, but I don't think he's going to win. But I'm still picking Cowboy. I'm picking Cowboy.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of think, to me, McGregor is in a weird state.
I'm picking Cowboy. I'm picking Curtis. And McGregor's then in a weird state. The fight that I think will be the fight of 2020. Is John Jones and Jose Reyes. And I mean,
it's going to be a great fight.
That fight is really
going to
be scary.
Now, John Jones is eventually going to lose. You can't stay on top forever. But I don't think it's going to be.
Floyd Mayweather.
Well, yeah, you can retire before your ass can get kicked. That's some pussy shit.
Dude, Dominic Reyes.
You defend that belt till you can't defend it no more.
I mean, I agree with you, man. But Dominic Reyes is a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. And he's quick as fuck, man. Hey, boy, his hands are the quickest.
He's big. John Jones says that after he beats Reyes, he might move up to heavyweight and just dominate that.
Just dominate the game.
I mean, he's faster than anybody in heavyweight.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And to me, he's definitely the most versatile. He's definitely the best pound per pound fighter on the planet.
You know who I would really like to see him fight in heavyweight division?
Yeah.
Curtis Blades.
Ooh. Big Blades.
I mean, I think
that's a big dude.
It's a bad motherfucker.
I saw him
man.
Fight live here.
You
Nashville.
Did. You did. He fought the other guy. The other
my,
the
my
other
nuts itch or
the
whatever
other dude with the face.
What's he say? My nuts are sweaty. Or something.
He didn't fight Beast, did he?
Really? I think that's who it was.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. I think Blades won.
Let's see Blades' record here. Let's see what Blades has got going.
Thug Nasty was on that card too.
Speaking of which, he won last week fight night. Or no, it was the card last week.
Mm-hmm.
And
did he ever get them camo shorts? I haven't followed up.
No, he didn't. That's
some bullshit
didn't
at
get
Dana
those
White
camo shorts at all. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to get him You know, is it with an interview? Whatever.
Has anyone talked to Alistair Overeem, and can he talk?
I don't know if he can. He can, actually. There's a picture of him came out. His lip was sewed up pretty good. NCAA, AT&T.
They're fucking them up now.
Yeah, and I picked them to win, so this is going very good. Yep. That's one of our good friends, and we're going to have to go now because he lives in Italy.
He's in war.
But we love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys very much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Just keep talking. Just stuff.
New Year's Eve stuff's going on. Make sure to get super hella drunk. Make sure you buy your mom some socks for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Maybe your dad, like, some dick socks or something. Mm-hmm. Gets cold. Make sure you get your... You know what? We're just going to go ahead and do the... Welcome!
Hang on, man.
One of our great friends from Italy. Wow. He's sitting there eating pizza right now.
Hang on, I can't fucking... one sec, please, ladies and gentlemen. Technical difficulties here. Yeah, it is in my hand. You know what? I'm doing... It's called work, okay? Yes,
not
I do.
When you're in love with it and have a passion.
Hang on. You don't know what sponsors we have. Well, you know what, Hannah?
Hey, we love you, Hannah. Yep. And we thank you for that. You know what? That means a lot.
That's why we love you.
When actually we're doing this for you. Merry Christmas.
Well, shut up. A little remix today, ladies and gentlemen.
Little Christmas remix.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, Mike.
Actually, 2 days.
The freak with me.